Jim Graham, a University of Florida scientist, tells why bicarbonates has become almost a dirty word in the HLB era.
Bicarbonates are what most stress our roots by far, and we talk so much about how roots are damaged by HLB. This root stress has been going on for generations of high bicarbonates in the soil from liming and high bicarbonates coming from our irrigation water, but now it looks like that additional damage caused by bicarbonate over and above the HLB damage is even leading to worse cases in terms of the amount of fruit loss in these groves with HLB.
What are some recommendations for dealing with these high bicarbonate levels?
Well, they're pretty simple in theory, and that is you're acidifying the water, you're acidifying the soil that are high in bicarbonates. In practice, the acidification occurs by injecting acid into the irrigation water. For soil, it's adding things like elemental sulfur as an amendment. All this occurs in the wetted zone where we're putting this bicarbonate on in our irrigation water and where we see the pHs as an indication of that bicarbonate buildup the highest. And what I mean by high pH is pH in excess of 6.5. That's a pH that Swingle and Carrizo, our standard rootstocks, can't stand. They just do not do well. Even in the absence of the HLB at that high level of pH, we need to get our pHs down at least to as low as 6.2 for those rootstocks, and even lower for those cases. And for our other rootstocks, everything, all our rootstocks, below 6.5.
And I believe you told growers, manage root pests and diseases after you deal with soil and water issues.
Yeah, you do the diagnostics on soil and water issues, just like you do for these pests and pathogens we've talked about for years. But now managing that condition is by far and away the most important, because bicarbonate also opens the way for those pests and pathogens to cause more damage to the root systems stressed by bicarbonate. So all this is culminating in root losses that, again, are greater than even that of the HLB alone, which are devastating in and of themselves. So by increments, we're reducing the amount of damage added by bicarbonates, and then the smaller increments by pests and pathogens, Phytophthora, nematodes, diapreppes. All these things, their importance don't go away. Their management is still based on measuring how much you have of those pests out there, getting the numbers, and then making the decision on whether to go ahead and treat with those remains the same. It's just the order of priority of what you treat first is soil stresses and bicarbonates, and then consider these other pests and pathogens.
Graham tells why he thinks fruit drop may not be as bad this year as it has been in the previous two citrus seasons.
There's about twice as much root measured out there by the Syngenta program, where they give you the number on root density as well as Phytophthora. There's about twice as much root capital out there this season. That, I think, could bode well for how much better fruit retention we have on our trees this year. I talked also about the equation between roots and their importance to retain fruit, produce fruit, and retain fruit, and that with loss of roots, you have loss of fruit and loss of fruit at the end of the season as fruit drop. So I expect, and let's see what happens with regard to this season with regard to fruit drop. I'm optimistic, but the time will tell.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.